Hi, this is Rudy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Okay, we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes this survey, okay? Let me ask you this. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. All right. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? And I'll spit some topics out, but using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it is a very important issue to you. Okay. For example, criminal justice reform.
10. You said 10
okay.
Is very important.
Very important issue. 0, not an
yes.
Important issue. Okay.
Yes.
Democracy.
What do you mean by democracy?
Democracy. There's Republican and there's Democrats. Democracy.
Oh, so like Democrats?
Yeah.
Do I think they're an issue?
Do you believe it's a very important issue, not an important issue? And then you can select between 1 and 9, however you feel it's important to you.
Like, democracy is pretty important, I think. Yeah, I'd say like a 10.
Okay. Healthcare.
Yeah, that's a 10 too. you're talking about some pretty important stuff.
Okay. How about reproductive freedom?
Oh, 100%. That's a 10 too.
How about immigration?
Maybe like, it's not as important to me. Maybe like a 7.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living.
Oh, that's definitely a 10 too.
How about jobs and wages?
Oh, yeah. Same. Yeah, 10.
Climate change?
Yeah, that one's not as important to me. I'll probably give that a 7 too.
Okay. Abortion rights?
Yeah, 10.
Racism and discrimination?
Yeah, 10.
Education, kindergarten through 12th grade?
Yeah, 10. 10 for that one,
too. Student loan debt?
No debt? Is that what you said?
A student loan debt.
Oh, student loan debt? Maybe like a 5.
Okay, all right. Voting rights.
Yeah, that's super important. That's like 10.
Okay. Crime and violence.
Maybe like a 7 or an 8.
Okay. Moving forward, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
Yes, 10. I'm voting.
Mm-hmm. What is your race?
I'm white, Caucasian.
Okay, good. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. And what is the year of your birth?
1994.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College, a bachelor's degree.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Okay, good. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Yeah, so subjectively, like what I think that they have, I mean, they definitely don't have as much power as, like, someone, in, you know, like, that looks like
Place
me.
A number. Place a number.
I don't know, maybe like a 5.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that, okay? I'm just going to say the names out. Kamala Harris.
Like 8.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
Like 5.
Okay. The Republican Party.
Like 0.
Okay. Joe Biden.
4.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, goodness gracious, like a 3.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. All right. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would he vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
I'm leaning towards Kamala, but I think that since it is such a long time off, I would like to kind of see what the other options are. I mean, it'll probably be Kamala, though.
Okay, or are you undecided, would you say?
I mean, you mentioned two other names.
Mm-hmm.
You said Cornell, somebody?
Yeah, it's Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, and or Jill Stein.
Okay, I don't know as much about those last two, so I wouldn't be able to say right now.
Okay. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, or Jill Stein?
I mean, if I had to choose today, it would probably be Kamala.
Okay, good. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I'm not sure. I would have to see who they were and what exactly they were representing.
Okay. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate?
If I had to choose, it would be... It'll probably be Democrat.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Were you not able to vote?
I was not able to vote, but I wouldn't have voted for Trump, and I didn't think I wanted to vote. I think I wasn't happy with either choice. So.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gone much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Over the past 4 years, my life has gotten better. I mean, but that's just, you know, I've progressed in my career and, you know, have family, so.
Good. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Probably most of them vote.
Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, a 0 means you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, okay? And I'll start by saying Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
The lower the number, the worse. I don't know. Probably
yeah,
like a
zero
three.
Certainly. Okay. Zero certainly okay. Did not prevent progress. 10 certainly prevented progress. And 5, you're not sure. And then you have in between, right? How about Donald Trump?
How much has he prevented progress over the past 4 years?
Yeah, so below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, just in general, I mean, probably like a 3.
Okay. Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
Probably like, yeah. I mean, definitely. Go ahead and give them a 1.
Okay. President Biden.
Oh, yeah. He can have a 3, too.
Okay. Governor Kemp.
Kemp? Oh. Like 4.
Okay. Supreme Court.
2.
Okay. And white supremacists.
I'm not sure about that one.
Okay.
Maybe 5. I'm not sure.
Okay. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would motivate you to vote, it would not motivate you to vote at all. 5 means you are not sure. And 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, and I'll read them, okay? The statement says, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. How would this motivate you to vote? Strongly, or not at all, or you're not sure?
Yeah, strongly. 10.
Okay. The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly. Knowing this information, does it strongly motivate you to vote? Not motivate you at all?
Somebody tried to block it?
Well, no. The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
Oh, okay. I mean, might be not as strongly on that one. Maybe like a 5.
Okay. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. Does that motivate you to vote? Not motivate you to vote at all? Or not at all? Okay,
yes.
10, okay. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth 18 through 24 years of age are disproportionately affected by homelessness. Knowing this information does it move? 10, okay.
Yeah.
We've made strides toward building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress.
Yeah.
How would you categorize it on the scale of 0 through 10?
A 10.
Okay. We're almost done, by the way. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some other questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes, change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Good. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate on the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Well, given the additional information you just provided, I would say it's like more like a 3.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10. I'll be voting.
Good. Okay, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Yeah, it's gotten better.
Good. And give me 1 minute here. I appreciate your patience. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I think I'm registered. I was going to double check, though. I'm not positive.
Okay. When did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month? 1 to 3 months ago? 3 to 6 months ago? 6 months to a year ago?
It would have been over a year ago.
Okay, good. How did you register to vote? By mail, in person, at a government office, at a voter registration driver event, automatically?
I think it was at the... Can you do that at the DMV? I think I did it at the DMV.
Okay. All right. Good. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yeah, I have 2 small children.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm not.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
I guess I would fall into the category of Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I mean, I don't agree with everything. I agree with most things, I guess I would say.
Okay. So would that say a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Yeah, not a strong Democrat.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
I'm full-time employed.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
It was like 110, maybe.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a good rest of your evening, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.